I bet you we got some bluegrass music lovers here, don't we? Well, we're gonna try to play something that I guess I call it bluegrass. I recorded this with a guy that gave me my first job in if not the music business, the bluegrass music business, the legendary Red Allen from Kentucky. He had a group called the Kentuckians, and one day when I was going to NYU, I got a phone call and got a job offer to join the Red Allen and the Kentuckians. So I took off for Wheeling, West Virginia, where the WWBA World's Original Jamboree emanates from, and played my first gig with Red Allen. And a few years ago, I got a chance to get back together with Red and Jim Kerwin, Jim Buchanan, Herb Peterson, and a young fellow from San Francisco, Jerry Garcia. We made an album called The Bluegrass Reunion. And I wrote a tune, a little mandolin tune, that I wanted to dedicate to Red. So we recorded it, and I named it after the town that he came from. Or I don't even know if it's a town. It's probably a hollow. A hollow. Pigeon roost. Thank you. I'd like to introduce the members of the quintet and feature each one of them on their, one of their own specialty numbers. And we'd like to start with the newest member of the group, who is our, who makes the group international, because he is from Cordoba, Argentina. He is a master of many Latin styles of guitar playing, and we met on a recording session, and I immediately asked him to make a record for my small independent acoustic record label, Acoustic Disc, and I recorded an album of classic solos from South America featuring the one and only Enrique Correa. He's going to play one of, well, he'll tell you what, what he's going to play. Brazilian mandolin music by Jaco do Bandolina. Some great Czechoslovakian music by Radim Senkel. Okay, we'll go from the newest member of the group to the, well, the guy that's been here the longest next to me. I've been in the group. I've been in the group almost 20 years. In fact, I've been in the group all my life. Took a while for the other guys to show up. It was just the David Grisman. Anyhow, our bass player is about to establish a new longevity record. In September, he will be hopefully celebrating possibly mourning his 10th year in the band. And so please welcome from Pacifica, California, Jim Kerwin on the bass. Jim on a number that I wrote, sort of a musical portrait, again, another animal-inspired song. It's a musical portrait of my English Springer Spaniel, Max. It's kind of nuts. And so the title of this tune is Mad Max, and it can only be conveyed on the bass.
Thank you.
Outrageous flute player. He literally blows his brains out every night. in a good way, though. And he has changed the sound of dog music. And please welcome on flute Matt Eckel. There's a number called 1616 that I recorded on an album called Hot Dog with Tony Rice and Stefan Grappelli, kind of a unique combination. And also Eddie Gomez, actually. And we're going to let Matt tear this one apart. 1616. Thank you.
Matt Eckel. Matt Eckel on flute.
Really? Well, maybe he'll play a tune on the next set with the other head, you know. I can't really tell the difference. I did guess it, actually. He gave me the blindfold test. And, but he played the first one. I said, oh, that's the new one. And then he played the second one. I said, oh, that sounds more like the new one. And that one did.
And you were right.
And I was right, yeah. But, you know, it's not the car, it's the driver. And there's I was talking about Tony Rice and my album called Tone Poems, actually, where we play 34 different instruments and make each and every one of them sound exactly the same. Not really, but close, you know. Well, we've got one more member to introduce, and he's no stranger to these parts. I believe he lived around here for quite some time. He's been in the band for just about 6 years now. And he plays more different instruments than just about anybody I know. And he, just words fail when it comes to this guy. The Imelda Marcos of dog music. And that's just starting with the shoes, you know. Yeah. He plays percussion, concussion, violin, mandolin, just about anything with or without strings. He'll play it. He'll find a way to do it. And anybody wants to pass up something that they think could be played or used in the act, you know. Please welcome from Davis, California. Or from Reno, Nevada.
Formerly from Reno.
Joe Bob Craven. Joe is going to, like, do his whole thing for you right now on a number. It will eventually work its way into a tune that I wrote and dedicated to Joe, and we recorded it on an album called Dogwood, which we have a lot of them here. So if you like this tune, you need Dogwood to remind you. So you can hear it tomorrow, unless you have a tape machine. It's called Jazzin' with Joe Bob. Take it away, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Good evening, everybody. Two quick points about jazz, and then we'll get underway. One is attitude, and the second, of course, is wardrobe. That's better.
Thank you.
Oh, come on. Harder. Now your neighbor. Well, blow me down.
I'm going to buy every one of David Grisman's recordings. I'm going to buy some of David Grisman's recordings. I like David Grisman's music. I like it. I'm getting very comfortable with her.
Joe Craven. Thank you so much. We're going to take a little intermission and we'll be back with a whole bunch more. Thank you so much.
How many of y'all like pop music? It's incredible, you know. Wherever we go, I ask, you know, how many people like bluegrass? They always do that. Then I say, how many people like jazz? They do that. And then I say, how many people like pop? You know, I don't get it. If nobody likes pop music, how come it's so popular? It's just the people here that don't like pop music. All the people at the Michael Jackson concert love pop music. Or the Barbra Streisand, you know, concert. What do you mean she's not pop? What is she, bluegrass? Blues? Jazz? I mean, there's nothing wrong. She's popular. She's popular. She's popular.
She's awesome music.
That's what popular music is. Pop music, it's popular. She's pretty popular, man. Believe you me. I think she's popular. I mean, I got nothing against Barbra Streisand. I mean, we have nothing to do with each other. Now, let's keep it that way. But anyhow, I just think it's curious that every time I ask how many people like pop music, nobody says they do. But how about how many people like pop music from 1947. All right, good. Very good. You had to think about it, but because that's the year that this next piece of music, which is one of my favorite pieces of what I would call popular music. I mean, let's face it. Duke Ellington said there are only two kinds of music, good and bad. So I'll let you decide. This is a beautiful melody written by a guy named Ibn Abez and recorded by Nat King Cole in 1947. Nature Boy. It's also on our next album. Thank you.
Thank you.
How many of you have heard of Lloyd Lohr? All right, good. Lloyd,
I'm not Lloyd.
This is one of Lloyd's creations here. Lloyd was a musician and an acoustical engineer who worked for the Gibson Mandolin and Guitar Company back in 1919. He joined the staff, I believe. And he came up with a new line of instruments, and unfortunately, they were a disaster at the time. Had he only lived. But now they're hot. The world has caught up to Lloyd. In fact, he was fired by Gibson in 1925 for inventing the electric bass. How times have changed. Anyhow, this is a Lloyd Lohr mandola that I am premiering here tonight. So one of my new children.
Yeah.
And what better a piece of music to to play this mandola on but one of my fairly recent compositions. This is kind of my view of the world's future, if you will. Dog Nation. When I was a college kid, I went to school in New York City, and I used to go up to the Apollo Theater to hear James Brown, and it was like 1964, and man, you should have been there. I don't know, you know, it's a different world now. I'd be scared to go there, but I was like the only white guy there. Sometimes I had a friend with me, sometimes I didn't, but, you know, it was a great show. And it probably still is, but back then it really was. So anyhow, this next piece of music, which is called Acousticity, kind of acoustic electricity, is kind of my impression of James Brown on the mandolin. Close as I could get.
Thank you.
Hey, we tried a tune. We actually tried a tune. Thank you. Thank you. Last year, my eldest son, Monroe, got married to a lady named April in the month of April. And the night before their wedding, I wrote him a tune, which was a waltz. I played it as a waltz at their ceremony, but now it's become a bossa nova. So it's called April's Wedding Bossa. Thank you. Well, that will be on our new CD as well. And, in fact, I think we ought to play the title tune of the CD. This is the new dance craze that's hitting Mars right now. It hasn't made it to our planet, but is this a malambo, Enrique? This is it's what the notes to our album says. It's a it's a malambo, man. I wrote us a malambo, Matt. Yeah. It's the way they do the mambo in Malaysia. Yeah, it's a bad mambo. Anyhow, we hope you enjoy this. My latest composition, Dog Anova.